What up?
Did I catch you off guard?
A little bit.
Nice.
Trying to find some info about this fight.
Oh, man. What are you talking about info? I got it right here in front of me, buddy. All I got to do is go to good old BKFC.com and go down to events. Will?
I'm there. I found it.
I am too. Yeah. If you wonder what we're talking about, B-holes, I teased it before we went to break. And this is something I was talking to Will about. I kind of ran across on a pay-per-view channel because I'm allegedly, maybe I know how to get all of them for free. And I was going through and I was like, oh, look at these fights. Well, I was like, bare knuckle fighting. I go, how long are these fights? 15 seconds? Because, like, you would think no gloves is pow, ow, I'm done. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You got to be a special kind of human being to be able to not only, you know, take a punch from bare knuckles, but then to throw them back and to do it in a tournament setting. You know, it's to me, I've been in fights in my life. It's been a long time. You know what I mean? Like, not now. I'm very diplomatic. I'm middle-aged and old. I'm on blood thinners. I ain't trying to get hit. Now I just bought more guns. You know what I mean? But these guys, it's a different breed of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, you talk about the gladiator type of, I mean, UFC is a combat sport, football, whatever. But this, to me, seems like as close as it gets, where you can hit somebody in the face with your bare fist.
Oh, boy.
And it's sanctioned.
Uh-huh.
And people go and watch and cheer. I mean, that's gladiators.
I hit my head on the counter, on
the
cabinet in my kitchen the other
day. Oh, that's the worst. Catch the corner.
Because, and this is why I did it, I was excited because I found some Trader Joe's seasoning that I didn't think I had at the top shelf.
Yeah.
And I grabbed it, and I was like kind of leaning into the, and I was like, hey, look what I found. And I raised up and hit my head. Almost called into work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
It's being 50, man.
That's sad.
I'll be there soon.
Well, let's bring the guys in right now. We got two of the baddest mamma jammas, if not the baddest bare knuckle fighters in the area, Ryan and Dave. What's going on, fellas?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man. I'm excited to have you guys. So I guess your brother, Dave, reached out to me. He's a big listener. Am I right?
My dude, Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate him setting this opportunity up for me, and I appreciate you guys having both of us on.
Oh, dude, it was an easy get because I get approached all the time to have people come in and promote things, and I'll be honest, I ignore 80% of them because I'm like, that's not going to be good content. You know what I mean? Like, nobody cares. Your girlfriend has a pottery shop. I don't care. You know what I mean? Unless she's making penises or something, then maybe bring me a penis. We'll talk about it for 10 minutes. But he hit me up and he's like, yeah, you know, bare knuckle. And I was like, whoa, yeah, absolutely, man. You know, like, not only am I interested, but I want to support our local guys. You know what I mean? Because I'm born and raised in this area. So I'm very big on supporting anybody local in any aspect of entertainment, from music, comedy, and of course, fights. You know, this is something we don't usually have in here, right, Will?
I don't think since I've been here, I know that other shows have had bare knuckle fighters on.
Oh, really?
But I think Calta has a few times, but definitely
I actually listened to that show quite a bit, and I've heard him talk. But I don't know if he's had anybody in studio, which would be something I would definitely be interested in.
Yeah.
But BKFC is definitely the fastest growing combat sport out there, and it's the biggest bare knuckle promotion there is right now. You know, so it's
how long has this style of fight been around? I know this league, like you said, is
I've been fighting for them for I think 4, maybe 5 years now. I think I started off at BKFC 10, so a couple years before me they were around, but just now we're on BKFC like 44.
Yeah,
it took off.
You know? Now you were a normal boxer with gloves, and then you saw this genre, and you were like, I can do this. How did it happen?
I did MMA, you know. I was up and coming MMA, trying to get into the UFC, you know, fought in front of Dana White a few times, smashed some people, and just for whatever reason couldn't get the contract that I wanted, you
right.
know. So BKFC came, and they approached me, and they're like, hey, we want you to do this. And I was like, absolutely. You know, and then the first time I fought for them, I was going to be like a one-and-done thing, but then I fought for them, and I'm like, whoa, like this stuff is awesome. Like, let's get going.
What is that experience? I mean – getting in UFC or being in a UFC fight, you're in a fight. You know, can you do holds and stuff in this one, or is this a straight up boxing?
So it's like 99% boxing. I think the only difference is we can collar tie and punch. So there's a little bit more dirty, like maybe clinch work and
like ball. Like Muay Thai type, where you can get them behind the neck and kind of bring it into them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you kick?
No, there's no kicking.
Okay.
So it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like 99% boxing. Yeah. Just the only difference is you could like do a little bit more dirty boxing type stuff.
And, I like that.
I do too. One biggest thing in MMA is like you would crack somebody and then all of a sudden they'd be on your legs attached to you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come on, you know. So in this game, like they can't do that. They might be able to grab me. The ref's going to separate it and we still got to stand. You got to get right back in here.
Did you like, when you first started, you seemed to be really into it. Did you like it better than fighting like UFC style?
Yeah, actually, absolutely. I don't know why, because I started my whole combat career, whatever, started in senior year. I started wrestling, and then from there, just snowballed into all this. But it's I don't know. It's different. It's new. It's exciting. And like I said, like I like boxing. So when I hit somebody and they can't, you know, attach to me and try to take me down,
right?
It's your strong suit. You're good at it. Yeah.
So not a lot of Brazilians in this league like there is in UFC.
You'd be surprised. I'm actually a black belt in jiu-jitsu too, and there is a lot of guys who come over from jiu-jitsu and do really well in BKFC. You know, it's just a fight. You know, it's a little scrappy, it's a little messy. Who's the bigger dog type deal? So,
it's like a knife fight to me. I treat these as if I were to have blades attached to them.
You look like that too, and I like it. That's a compliment. We're talking to Ryan over here. This guy, you look like. If they said, hey, we can set you up a fight tonight, you would just go ahead and do it.
We're running it. Let's do it.
How often can you fight in this time? I'd imagine you need some time to recoup after these
times. I last year fought 3 times.
So did I.
But now it's going to be, I think, a total of 8 months before I step back in that cage. And it was a little bit of, okay, I needed a little bit of time to recover, but it mainly came down to I wanted to fight back in home. I wanted, you know, all my local people to come.
Right.
They weren't going to be coming back to... which was originally going to be Tampa, now it's Lakeland until July 14th. So I pushed it off. I waited. There was a few other opportunities, but it would have been in, like, Miami, which I still have a big following down there too, but I wanted one at home.
Now, is this nationwide right now? How far will you travel
worldwide,
to fight?
Over the pond.
Oh, worldwide. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. They're up and coming. They're getting huge, you know. I when I first started, I asked people if they knew what the BKFC was, and they were like, oh, no, I never heard of it. And then now it's like, oh, yeah, I watch that stuff. You fight on there? I'm like,
right.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost like we joked around about Bigfoot before you guys came in. You know, I was like, yeah, man, I like the conspiracy theory stuff. And so I was like, yeah, well, somebody believes in Bigfoot already. And I was like, I don't not believe in Bigfoot. Right. And that's kind of like what the bare knuckle was. It wasn't like fake, but it was almost like,
well, you didn't know if it was going to last. And that's why I tried out in Tampa, just because one of the managers, Kevin Smith, was like, hey, you should try out for this. And at that time, I'm like, for what? And he's like, oh, just for publicity and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, man. So I tried out just kind of screwing around. And, you know, Dave Feldman, the president, pulls me to the side and is like, what's your why? Why do you want to do this, man? And I'm like, oh, whoa, time out. I said,
it was our first one.
There you go.
Knew it was coming.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
I didn't know if this stuff was going to last. So, you know, I patiently watched and waited, and the universe kept bringing me back in, bringing people around me. So I was like, you know what?
He got sick and tired of me stealing all the clout.
Man, I'm like, I'm coming.
I bet, know?
So now 3-0. He should be undefeated too, because the only fight that he lost, you know, I don't really think that he
was robbed.
Was it a decision?
It was a whole mess, man. That whole entire fight was supposed to be at 85, and then they called me. I think it was, first off, I got the fight 2 weeks notice. They're like, hey, we want you to fight Hector Lombard. Nobody else wants to fight him. I'm like, I'll do it,
right?
But I want to get paid. We negotiated terms. Boom, it was locked, and I'm like, okay, 85. They called me up a week before. They're like, I think we're going to do it at 95. He's having a little bit of trouble getting down. And I think the day of weigh-ins, they're like, we're going to run this at 214. He doesn't want to cut weight. I'm like, okay. Like,
wow.
Yes, whatever.
What did you weigh at that time?
I think I came in at like, I don't remember. Maybe I have to look back. I know I didn't have to cut weight.
Right.
So it was just, I just kind of did my thing and then stepped on the scale. And at that point, like, I wanted to fight. It was a huge fight. It was going to be like, you know, my way to break in. So I took it, and I felt, all right, first off, the very first exchange, I broke my left hand. So I fought him the rest of the time one-handed.
Wow.
And I did very well. I definitely outboxed him, no questions asked. But BKFC, you know, they're looking, like you said, gladiators. They want a little bit more of a brawl. They want people coming forward. I did not go forward. I kept him running in at me, and I kept, you know, making him stay away.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I kind of get, in a way, why they gave – it to him, but I still feel like I was robbed, and I have changed my game since to
accommodate for that. Can I ask? I know it's kind of tacky to ask, but and I won't ask dollar amounts because you said you wanted to get paid. Can you support yourself in this sport right now?
Absolutely.
Really? Yeah, that's awesome. Okay,
I was going to ask a similar question. Like, as this thing is growing, the purses are probably naturally getting bigger, so it's it's becoming something where it's a viable.
Now, I think. I think the next step we're waiting for right now is for that Thriller contract to kick into effect, or whatever they're telling us, or a TV deal to come in, because then it's just going to keep growing. You know, I'm already making enough to where if I didn't want to work, I wouldn't have to.
Yeah, because if you got like a you know, I don't want to give any publicity to a network that I really don't care for, but like that four-letter sports network.
Yeah.
If they were to attach themselves to it, boom, the money's going to go way up. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sure. I wonder if there's any, you know, hesitation on their end just because of the violence factor, the blood.
Yeah, but think about this, man. And in my opinion, fighting every form of martial arts, in my opinion, and probably his too, MMA's. Bro, elbow to the head.
Yeah.
Look, I elbowed the wall the other day, full speed, and dented my forearm. I could imagine if that was somebody's skull, I would have.
Oh yeah, you don't get more violent than that. Yeah,
you can't. With bare knuckle, what people don't understand is, like Dave said, if you break your hand in the first round, you ain't hitting with full power in the hand no more. So now your whole game switches up, and now you're gonna see what you're really made about. You know what I mean? So
we get asked that question a lot too. Like, what do you think is safer? You know,
I mean, honestly, like boxing's probably one of the worst because you can pad your hand.
Right.
And I mean, when I've been hit with a boxing glove, even by a smaller guy, if it's full force, full swing, it's like a car crash. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get hit with a knuckle, depending on where it is, it's almost like hitting your shin bone. It's like, ow, that hurt.
Yeah.
But it's like that kind of pain towards a boom and a concussion, you know what I mean, right away.
Well, it's kind of like the argument with helmets in football. You know, you got
you can hit way harder.
Well, there, you know, one of the arguments is you'll prevent concussions if you take the helmet off, because people won't lower their head and just spear you the way
possibly,
with the helmet on.
But it, you know, you're gonna have a lot more injuries though too towards the feet, because people are just not gonna be careful.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm all for the violence. You know what I mean? I mean,
look at what the people want.
Look at the world we live in.
They do, but I just wonder if that's what's maybe holding back, like a TV deal. Just because, you know, you guys just talked about how you wanted it to be like more going at it, more blood.
To the viewer, if you're gonna look at it from an outside perspective and just tune into it. Like, it was even me going to the shows. Like, it took me a couple of shows in a couple of, you know, because it's a different energy. You go into these shows, and I mean, it's a different energy. You hear that.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa. Boom, boom. And it's just like everybody said, like, I wonder what that fight would be like without the gloves. Well, guess what? Now
there
we know.
Now
I mean,
you
never would have thought Eddie Alvarez and Chad Mendes would ever fight without gloves.
Right.
That's crazy. And then we're thinking like, or at least I'm thinking like, yo, Chad Mendes is a little meathead powerhouse, like he's gonna knock Eddie out.
Right.
Nah. And when he couldn't knock him out, I surprised him, and it throws you off. Like, dang.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of this dude like that. How are
the crowds? Because I know a UFC crowd can be really like they get into it.
The support that we got, man, it's next to none. I mean,
you
it's
see
a high
fights happening.
Even,
high
you
know, energy.
You see, like, fans fighting
oh,
each
yeah,
other.
For sure. We
it's
don't,
a different
we
energy.
Know, not at all events. I mean, there has.
It's been
as
a
you get
crazy.
Anywhere, people, you know, drinking, and they'll be a little wild. And
everybody's a tough guy after.
My last fight in December, there was a brawl that broke out in the crowd, but that's not normal.
Right.
That's
It really hasn't happened at the past couple fights that I fought for anyway, like.
Just the atmosphere.
Not that I can remember.
If you're at a Lizzo concert and people started ordering pizza, you'd be like, yeah, it's the energy in the room. Right. You know, it's just going to happen.
That big girl energy.
Exactly. So you guys are going to be both fighting, right?
Yep.
July 14th, Jenkins Arena, Lakeland. That's a great arena. And the fight card is just, it's
stacked.
It's very, very stacked. So
Team Shift coming to take over.
I'm pretty stoked. Yeah, you are fighting Richmond. Is this your first time fighting him?
Yes.
I mean, he looks like a character. His mustache says that that he boxes like this, you know, like old timing,
like a bare knuckle boxer.
Yeah,
that's what you picture. He also the guy's doing that thing.
He also looks like he could win Top Chef with that mustache.
Yeah, he does.
He might have to go back to cooking.
Exactly, but I'm looking at the website. You look pretty damn tough in your picture too, though. Like if I didn't know either one of you at all, which I don't know much. I've done a little bit of research on you because it's just me being a good radio personality, but. I would still pick you from the picture. I go, that guy's got a tattoo on his neck of a bear. That's scary. But then he's got Superman on his heart, which to me makes it less scary.
You know, that's what I was trying to, because I mean, this picture, I could tell it's you, but it must be a little bit older of a pic.
That one, yeah, that is, because I actually have, I have a hogfish and a lion on my chest right now.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Ooh,
I was thinking, I was like, are you two fighting? Like, I was trying to picture it. See if it matched up.
What, me and him fighting?
Yeah, that's what I thought initially.
I mean, they're going to have to pay me a lot. I'll fight Dave, but I'm going to need at least 100.
Retirement money.
Yeah.
Are you guys are different weight classes too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm bigger.
Yeah.
Way bigger.
So you're, we got middleweight, Dave, right?
Yeah.
Are you fighting middleweight this time? Yeah. And what are you fighting, Ryan?
Super heavyweight.
Really?
No.
I was going to say, man.
I'm bantamweight. The baby, oh! I'm baby weight.
You know? I was going to say, yeah, man.
My leg.
I know you got some muscles, but damn.
I'm half a Dave.
Now, so, how heavy do these guys get? You know what I mean?
I think
300?
Well, that'd be super heavy, yeah. But I think
what's
the
Ben?
Heavyweight's 285, right?
Yeah, but Ben was like 3.
Well, he got to be
260.
Wow, what's he, 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah. Oh. Ben's a big dude.
That's scary, dude. Wow. Yeah, like I weigh 265, but I'm only 5'9", so you know. And it's all gooey weight. Like I'm one of those butter cakes you buy at the checkout counter at Wawa. That's what I am. Like I'm very good at being diplomatic. Like any of these guys on this website be like, I'm going to whip your fat ass. And I'll be like, let's just have a sandwich and talk about it.
You know what I mean?
Smart, man.
Come on, man. Like, I'll tell you some jokes.
You gotta know how to abort the fight.
Yeah. What's the process if somebody said, I want to try to do this, I want to get involved? How do they, like, can you go to open tryouts? What's a tryout?
They do have BKFC tryouts, and they've had a lot of success with finding fighters who have went a long way in doing that. But, I mean, if you're asking me what I would recommend, it would be go to a boxing gym first.
Right.
I mean, in the way it's growing now, you got to know somebody. Now you got to know somebody. I mean, before it was a little bit easier because nobody wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, nah. But the more it went on and the more that, I absolutely love it.
Right.
It was made for me. You know what I mean? I grew up on Bruce Lee. You know what I mean? So
amen.
I was a fighter first before I ever was, you know, a sportsman, a boxer.
I grew up on Dragon Ball Z.
See? He was ready.
I also grew up on Bruce Lee.
Was it the fact that it was taboo that people didn't want to do it, or they were just like, I'm not
I mean,
fighting
just
somebody
because
bare
you
knuckle?
Can, you, as a fighter, we know that what kind of power can be generated with a glove on. So to take that glove off, it's almost suicide.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you can really punch hard. But then again,
because if you
break
your
hand.
Bare fist and you hit me in the head, you're going to break your fist before you break my skull.
Well, it depends on where you're hitting them, though. Because I broke his, my second fight, I broke his orbital. One hit, you know, and that was, and he wanted to continue, but they pulled him to the side, felt it, and it was crushed. And they were like, you're not continuing the fight. So, I mean, it just, you know, it depends on your bone density, you know, a lot of things, you know.
Did that guy fight again that you broke his?
He did. Okay. Yeah.
What was the recovery time for something like that?
I to be honest with you, I don't know if I'd ever fight again after that. I don't know if it would heal again. I mean, that's your skull.
That's a toughie.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and I'm fighting at 135 pounds. I'm small, but I'm packing that.
He is somebody with a little head. They don't count.
This dude ain't breaking my head.
I promise you.
That's what I'm saying, though. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people are different. You know,
so it was more not the fact that it was a taboo event, but the fact that people were like, I'm afraid of getting hurt. And something like this.
I would say possibly. And then, like, if you got a guy that's got a promising career in MMA or boxing, but then again, I know a couple on the roster, you know, that got really, you know, bright futures ahead of them in other combat sports and still come back to this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but to be honest, it's paying better than any. Like, if I were to turn professional boxing first, you have to pay for your opponent in boxing. I'm paying you to fly in to fight me because I'm trying to pad my record up. And this, there's not a whole lot of padding your record up. It's kind of like who's available, you know what I mean? And if you got a good promoter, a good manager, yeah, you could pick and choose a little bit because there's guys that I wouldn't fight in my second fight, but I know eventually down the road I'm going to have to fight everybody when I want this belt.
Yeah, I'm looking at the records just for this event, and there's not a whole lot of fights under the belts. I mean, like,
right. I got,
you know, on this level.
Dave, what do you got?
Seven.
Six, I mean, and one versus Richmond, who's 5-1. He's the number one contender. You're the champ. So this is the title fight. Like, oh, yeah. This is the main event. But I'm looking at the other fights. Who are you fighting, Ryan?
Travis Thompson. He just signed the contract today, so that's probably – I don't know if I'm up there yet.
Not yet. I was looking for it. Because yeah. I was like, maybe it's a different
contract. They were having, you know, a little money dispute, and I get it.
It's okay.
But, yeah, he waited a little while to sign. He signed today. I just got the call. You know,
you're 3-0. What's his record?
I mean, he fought BKFC 1.
He's been around.
He's an OG, you know. He's an older cat. He's like 40.
So you're going to give him another one in the lost category?
Right? I mean, unfortunately for him, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm training for, man.
Part of the business, man. Yeah.
How many fighters total in this event? This event, but in the BKFC?
I mean, hundreds.
Yeah, oh, really?
And I mean, if you go on BoxRec, I'm ranked number 1 in my division BoxRec and number 5 in BKFC. But BoxRec is, you know, it's a lot of people are like, you know, F BoxRec and this and that. But BoxRec doesn't, it
what
goes
is that?
By stats. It's like the official way to look up a fighter. You could look up anybody. You could look up boxers, kickboxers, any combat sport besides MMA.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I mean? So if you look, go on Google and you type in BoxRec, which is BoxRec, then you could pull up, you know, everybody. And I mean, to me, having 3 fights to be ranked number 1 in my division and number 2 pound for pound in the world out of...
That's amazing,
you
dude.
Know, how many people is in this? A lot. You
yeah.
Because they're not just talking about BKFC. They're talking about, you know, the Ogular organizations that there is, which is really, what, only one maybe? BYB?
No, there's a lot of them out
is there?
Right now. Oh, yeah.
They're still doing all the backyard stuff? Like,
yeah. I'm sure. And you probably get paid a lot. Like, you know, somebody who he fought, my boy Julian, you know, he's always on a mission out in Russia or, you know, over here doing some crazy stuff. Man, he just went out to Poland and did the slap fight.
Oh, my God.
And you couldn't even, I don't
What
really,
do you think about that? Because I hate
silly,
it.
Bro.
Noah seems to think that I retired him and put him into that organization.
I liked it for like 5 minutes, but now watching it just gives me anxiety.
Bro,
like,
I mean, what, you're just banned for CTE,
you can't
bro.
Do it.
You're taking a grown man that's probably 200-plus pound to, I mean, and they're smacking each other 10 times
and
a
they're
row.
Talking smack, too. It's like, why are you even talking smack? It's really, it's up to the universe
it's,
whether
I mean,
you go
right,
to sleep
right,
or not.
It's
you
true,
know,
it's like,
if I sit there and I slap you and you do not move, you are going to sleep. I promise you.
Right.
You are absolutely going to bed.
That's insanity. I think Dana jumped aboard with it just to try to, you know, compete once again with BKFC, to be honest with you.
Maybe.
Like, you know, let's throw something else in there to, you know, give these guys room for money because I'm the big dog around here and I can do this and I'll invest in what. And I mean, bro, if I had money like that, I'm not investing in slap boxing.
The only ones I like are the women, right? And I think they should make it a rule where they have to yell out something that a woman would yell in a bar fight before they hit them. Like, go, bitch! And then hit her.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then if she don't fall down, she's like, ho! And then she hits her back. That would be entertaining.
Right.
And they have to have nails and stuff. You know, it has to be like a real world.
Just pull them right off the streets.
World star. Yeah, they have to like be fresh out of a Walmart. You know what I mean? They just left.
Some,
that'd be perfect.
Some have to wear sunglasses. Or, you know, whatever they had on their face.
So how do you prepare? You got, what, 23 days till this fight. How do you prepare leading up to the fight? I mean, there's got to be – I mean, I'm sure you're already – you're doing it right now, but as it gets closer to fight time, what is that process like mentally, physically? What are you doing?
We have our routine, you know, but I have a whole gym full of guys that are fighting and girls. Just together, like, this is a, you know, such an awesome opportunity for us because we're all in camp at the same time.
Right.
Mainly just boxing and stuff like that with the gloves on. If we hit pads or the bag, we don't wear the gloves, stuff like that. But it's just,
you really can't prepare for a bare knuckle fight.
Yeah, because you can't train bare knuckle, right?
So, and what we'll do is like we'll use MMA gloves, do like light rounds, maybe work the clinch, you know, kind of because the timing is like the first thing that I noticed transferring from boxing to going into bare knuckle was like, what's the distance? You know what I mean? Like, the distance was weird. I didn't, it, yeah, just, it was very gloves, weird, but I adjust quick.
A couple inches in there.
You have to adjust. But it's you just, have to be able to adjust.
Putting yourself in the situations that you're going to be in a fight.
Yeah, just it's just uncomfortable.
Like getting ready for a boxing match. It's just, you change a few things, but it's all pretty much the same. Just getting ready for the fight, you know?
Now, speaking of your gym, do you want to shout out, you know, all the...
Shift MMA, baby.
Yeah, Shift MMA, man. That's it. Where's that at? And can people join? Like, how do they sign up if they want to try to come?
We have a lot of guys that come down and do camps with us now, you know? If they wanted to, you know, come in and, you know, look us up and come do a camp, and they can talk to 300 or Coach Shahad himself and figure all that out. And, you know, we got open doors. But I actually wanted to say, because we have Jared Warren, who is going to be the co-main event. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's fighting for a title.
Nice.
I was hoping he was coming today, but he's actually a firefighter, so he's on shift right now, so he couldn't be here.
Can he be more manly? Jesus. Yeah, I'm looking at it. He's fighting Dyer, right?
Yep, yep. It's going to be a rematch. God. And I'm super excited for this fight, too, because... Yeah. Let me tell you, like I said, me and him, that's my main training partner, and we go back and forth. And you're talking about somebody, when I first met him and I was in the MMA stage, we were kickboxing, he would beat the hell out of me. But then we went to the boxing stuff, and he first came into BKFC, and I felt like I would always beat up on him. And now it's just like, damn. Like, we're so neck and neck all the time. It's crazy, but it's great because we just push each other to grow up.
You know? Man.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.